This was the kind of challenge for which Rex Tillerson had been chosen to lead ExxonMobil, a crisis that required more successful public communication than Lee Raymond had been able to deliver. Cohen approved the recommendation of his media specialists that Tillerson get out and speak more to place ExxonMobil's profits into context. Tillerson agreed. He invited a few members of the national press to visit him in Texas. The 2008 presidential campaign, Jad Mawad of the New York Times pointed out when he arrived to meet the chief executive, has centered around expanding domestic drilling, but many say this will do nothing to reduce prices now because it takes 10 years before any new production comes online. If you use that logic, Tillerson replied, then we should not have any of the barrels that are available today. All of today's supplies were developed years ago. It is nonsensical for people to make that argument. It reflects the ongoing difficulty we have with people who don't understand the nature of the energy system. Sure, but the argument is that we should focus on the demand side of the equation and that we cannot drill out of the problem. Well, you can't conserve yourself out of this problem either. You can't replace your fuels with alternatives out of this problem either. The reason the United States has never had an energy policy is because an energy policy needs to be left alone for 15 to 20 years to take effect. But our policymakers want a 2-year energy policy to fit with the election cycle because that is what people want. The answer is, you can't fix it right now. After that condescending and vaguely anti-democratic debut, energy policy had failed because it was what people want, Tillerson next sat for an on-camera interview with ABC's Charles Gibson. Do you understand, and can you appreciate from your position, with the escalation of the price of a gallon of gas, why people are fed up, angry, indeed disgusted with oil companies? Well, I can understand why people are very upset and why they're very worried and concerned about their ability to deal with these high prices. In terms of where they should direct their anger, I don't think it's useful for me to comment on that, although it does bother me that much of that is directed at us. We in the media have made a lot of the profits that ExxonMobil has made, particularly in the last couple of quarters. More than $10 billion in profits first quarter this year, $11.68 billion in the second quarter of the year. When people, I don't know, complain about that to you or say, how dare you, those profits are obscene, what's your best, in brief form, what's your best justification? Well, I think it has to do with the ability to understand just the size of our business. Everything we do, the numbers are very large. I saw someone characterize our profits the other day in terms of $1,400 in profit per second. Well, they also need to understand we paid $4,000 a second in taxes, and we spend $15,000 a second in cost. We spend $1 billion a day just running our business. So this is a business where large numbers are just characteristic of it. John McCain, for his part, it's become a mantra for him, drill now, drill here, drill immediately. Is that any kind of a solution? Well, it's part of a solution. Again, I think this whole debate around someone looking for the solution is not a sensible approach. We really should be developing all the supplies that are available to us, regardless of whether they come on now or whether they come on 10 years from now. Senator Obama, he's calling for a windfall profits tax. And when the public sees the kind of profits that the oil companies are making, and ExxonMobil in particular, isn't it fair that they wonder, why not? Well, I guess the question is, what's that going to solve? Are the American people going to be better off from an energy situation because we implement a windfall profits tax? Nowhere in a windfall profits tax do I see anything that addresses the problem. I understand that may be popular with some people because of how they view our current-day profitability. Certainly, again, if you put our profits in perspective, because of our scale and size, Charlie, on a unit of sales basis, our profits are way down the list. And so if we are going to institute, from a philosophic standpoint, a windfall profit tax on highly successful companies who generate high profits, you're going to have to go after a lot of other industries and parts of our economy. That summer, Tillerson seemed to be channeling Lee Raymond's tonal scales. He struggled to find clarity. Televised interrogation about sky-high gas prices favored the inquisitor, and neither Tillerson nor his advisors had figured out quite how to translate their strategic intention to create an ExxonMobil that was more accessible and more flexible about controversial public policy into language that would stick or be trusted. The corporation's gigantic profits spoke amply for themselves. ExxonMobil's net profits, when expressed as a percentage of corporate profits, were in fact not particularly great. It was the arithmetic of the corporation's global size that produced gargantuan raw numbers. ExxonMobil's effective rates of corporate tax paid also fell on the high side, in comparison with other large American-headquartered multinationals. The problem was that Tillerson's reliance on these talking points missed the country's mood in 2008 by a wide margin. The American people were rapidly losing faith in the integrity of many large corporations, Wall Street banks, and their allies in the Republican Party. They were in debt, falling behind, and fed up. Obama and his advisors had the surer sense of the corporation's political meaning in 2008. "We're talking about Joe the Plumber," McCain said during his third and final debate with Obama on the eve of the presidential vote. McCain's remark came during a discussion of the tax issue. Obama flipped over one of his mental file cards and said, before a television audience made up about a third of all American households, "In order to give additional tax cuts to Joe the Plumber, ExxonMobil, which made $12 billion record profits over the last several quarters, they can afford to pay a little more, so that ordinary families who are hurting out there, they need a break."